A top Washington official warns other top officials that a devastating attack is imminent, but no one responds. That's how former counter-terror chief Richard Clark describes his predicament in a new book and in testimony before the September 11th commission. Many experts in computer security say they still feel that way. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
Richard Clark's role as self-professed Chicken Little is familiar to people like Mark Rash, a former government prosecutor who now works with a company called Solutionary. Rash says the job of warning about cyber threats is even tougher because the threat remains somewhat theoretical.
Nobody's really going to take the threat of cybersecurity seriously until there's a global catastrophic failure. That's the bad news. The good news is there will be a global catastrophic failure.
In fact, Richard Clark was known for warning about the potential for what he called an electronic Pearl Harbor both before and after 9/11. But according to Michael Vadas of the Markle Foundation, 9/11 has actually drawn attention away from computer security as a national priority.
Almost all of the government's attention in the security arena has been on physical security, but what's been lost is the continuing threat of cyber attacks on our critical infrastructure systems.
Vadas used to head the former National Infrastructure Protection Center under President Clinton. He says we just haven't seen sweeping cybersecurity upgrades that would match, say, the decision to federalize airline security. But Lloyd Hessian, in charge of security for financial data provider Radiance, says there's a reason for that.
Many of the infrastructure components that you depend on electronically are not government entities. You know, so then you've got an issue of, you know, how does the government ensure that, let's say, you know, a utility company has the right level of electronic security?
Right now, the government doles out money to improve physical security at sensitive locations, but there's little or no funding for computer security upgrades and little financial incentive for companies to lock down their systems. Mark Rash of Solutionary says that's backwards because computer users are completely interdependent.
In cyberspace, everything is dependent on everything else, and you're only as strong as the weakest link.
Rash says the cybersecurity strategy the administration released a year and a half ago ended up being toothless because it relies on voluntary efforts. When Richard Clark was cybersecurity chief, he pushed for tougher standards, but he ended up backing the voluntary plan, which let the industry continue to regulate itself. Many security experts believe companies should be required to disclose security flaws, and a new state law in California requires that. Richard Liskowski is Assistant Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security's Cybersecurity Division. He says his department has used voluntary agreements to spark the kind of information sharing that was absent in the physical world before 9/11.
We've got a number of key initiatives out there right now, which we think would give us sort of an over-horizon look if an electronic Pearl Harbor type of attack were to be in the offing. It's all work with the private sector, which legislation wouldn't even begin to touch.
Whether that's enough to ward off a potential cyber attack may depend on something intangible, the leap of the imagination it takes to conceive of what an electronic 9/11 could look like. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.